Hello, Bailey.
How you going?
Good, mate. Nice to have you back.
Yeah, good to be back. It's been a while since our last chat.
It's been a huge amount of time between chats, which isn't good. I don't like that.
No. COVID put a bit of a stop to that one.
Put a stop to everything, didn't it?
Yep. It's good to be back, though.
Yeah, it's great to be back. You've had a couple of races. Where was your last one?
We're at Sydney in the weekend at Eastern Creek, so it's good racing up there.
Yeah. It's a good little track, isn't it?
Yeah, not a bad little track. High speed.
Yeah. I've done a little supercar drive there myself with a driver in the other seat, and I don't think I go very fast, really, not compared to you and not compared to when the driver got in and he did it. It was pretty fantastic.
It's a pretty cool experience in the passenger seat, something different.
Oh, it's such an adrenaline rush, isn't it?
Yep.
And you just get to do it as what you do.
Yeah, I much prefer being in control.
I'm sure. And you're only 18, aren't you?
Yep, 18 years old.
Yeah. Did you do the HSC? Are you doing the HSC?
I've still got HSC to go, yeah. Just the final exams.
It's coming up soon, isn't it?
Next week, I think.
Yeah.
We're starting up. So.
Yeah, yeah, I thought so.
Just to throw another spinner in the works.
Yeah, just another thing you got to think about. Tell us about the Erebus Motorsport Academy.
So Erebus is a supercar team, and they've got like a young driver program academy that we've been a part of for probably about a year now, and they've been great, helping me out and pointing me in the right direction of my racing career.
And tell us about the Toyota Gazoo Racing Australia 86 Championship.
So that's the category I'm racing at the moment. It's Toyota 86. It's in the name, and it's a one-mate category, so all the cars are the same. And it just comes down to the driver and who gets the best. And it's a good proving ground for drivers to move up the ranks and have a good racing career, I guess.
And I know that your car is all about speed and about your skill, but you've got a good-looking car that you drive.
Yeah, it looks fun. I'm happy with how it came up. All the nice colours and stands out in track, so it's good.
It looks really great. So where do you go from here? Like, once you finish this part of your career, is actually becoming a big Craig Lowndes type supercar driver? Is that the next step? Is it that quick, or have you got more steps?
Yeah, I'd like to think so. So we had a TCR Australia test last week on Tuesday, and we've got a supercar test coming up next year. So exciting things in the pipeline, and see what comes of it, I guess. But yeah, definitely the goal to be in supercars in a few years.
Have you got a feeling that's going to happen for you?
Things are looking all right at the moment, so fingers crossed, I guess.
I guess it's a competitive field, is it?
Yeah, for sure. There's a lot of guys. There's probably a few seats open up each year, and there's probably 20 guys going for that seat, so it's definitely not easy. It's definitely competitive. So.
And what do you do to prove yourself? Like, how do you get that edge to get into it?
It's obviously about being fast out on track, but the whole package, so with your racing and how you are off and on track, so try and be the whole package, I guess, and be appealing to them.
You're popular? I reckon you would be. Like, you're a really nice young bloke.
I'd like to say so, but I don't want to be cocky about it.
There's no underhanded little deals going on.
No.
It's all above board.
Yeah, for sure.
Maybe 20 years ago there might have been. Yeah, things are a bit different now. And you've got some great sponsors on board, don't you?
Yeah, for sure. All four guys at Maria have been really helpful looking after the cars and coming along the race weekend. It's good to have them there, so...
Absolutely.
Great guys down there.
And I think One Life Gym, they
One Life Gym,
there.
Yep.
Yeah.
Another local pocket workwear. Yeah, yeah, a few local guys that have been chipping in, so it's nice to see.
Yeah, how good's that? So what's coming up next for you?
We've got a race in Sydney in 2 weeks at SNP again, another night race. And then 2 weeks after that one, we're racing at Bathurst. So pretty cool calendar to end off the year.
The big one.
Yeah, the big
Bathurst
one.
Bathurst 1000. So
the crown.
Do you know what time your race is on that day yet?
Not really. So at Bathurst, it's a full week, festival sort of thing.
Okay.
So we've got one race each day. The calendar hasn't been released yet. So.
Oh, that's good.
But can to get back there again and do a bit better than last year.
Yeah, and particularly actually having a race a day. How exciting. You've got, a daily race to look forward to instead of one race or two races for a weekend.
Yeah, it's good to have it spread out and definitely good to be back at Bathurst, being such an iconic track and that's pretty cool.
And tell me, how do you get ready for a race, Bailey? What do you do? Like, what's your mindset? And have you got a tradition? You got superstitions? What do you eat? All that sort of stuff.
Not really. I watch a few videos and the onboards and data and that. And visualizing, I guess, too, helps. But nothing in particular. No set technique.
What about your nutrition? Is that important?
Yeah, I like to think I eat well, but I don't really have a set diet, so.
Okay. Well, you're only young.
Yeah.
You probably don't need to get into that sort of thing yet.
No. Just keep a bit fit with the gym and that, so.
Yeah.
Keeps me on track.
And what about, you have to drink a lot of water. Do you take, is there a water pack in the car with you?
No. So the race is only 20 minutes long. So water's not essential, but yeah, definitely keep the hydration up throughout the day.
You'll have to, though, when you get into the V8 supercars, you know.
Yeah, for sure. So our race is only a sprint, but the supercars, they're like friggin' hours long, the races.
They sure are, mate. So you need one of those camel packs big
time.
Yeah,
definitely. It's essential for those.
Are you looking forward to getting, you know, if you let yourself dream a little and say you're a super, you know, V8 supercar driver, you know, you're looking forward to not just getting around the track, but going in for your pit stops and getting your tyres done and your windscreen done. And
yeah, the whole experience of supercars is pretty cool. Even just being in the paddock and witnessing it's nice. But to dream big and be there one day is, yeah, it's pretty cool to think about.
And when you're at Bathurst, do you get to meet some of the big guys?
Yeah, we're already all in the same pit lane, so they're always walking around. It's pretty cool. Shake hands with them, smile at them.
Do they give you a few tips?
Yeah, they're Erebus guys too, so that's the academy we're with, and we talk to them before races and that and have good chats and pep talks and stuff.
Yeah,
it's pretty cool.
Cool. Well, your next race in a couple of weeks, then you've got Bathurst.
Yep.
So it all looks up for you, buddy.
Yeah, we had a good weekend at Sydney, so reasonably confident going next two rounds and hopefully get a few good results and podiums and all the good stuff.
You said to me that you had the first couple of races recently, you had some mechanical issues.
Yeah, had a few car dramas. So. Last weekend was the third round of the championship. The first two rounds, we actually had a few car dramas. So this weekend was the first round. We had full clean weekend and, came out on the podium. So
how good's that?
Pretty happy with that one.
You got to love a podium finish.
It's always good when you got some trophies to bring home.
Can I just say that when you are a famous V8 supercar driver, don't waste too much of the champagne when you're on the podium, will you? Because you've got to drink it. It's too good to waste.
Yeah, for sure.
Bailey, it's been great talking to you. Thanks so much for coming in and having a chat with me.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me back.